Glory to God. Amen. Praise God. And so we're going to go ahead and get started. We're going to ask that you turn in your Bibles to 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. And I hope you do have your Bible. That way you can follow along and you can read and you know for yourself because it's in the Word of God. So 1 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, and I'm going to be reading from the 24th, possibly through the 27th verse. And it reads, "Know ye not that they which run in a race, they run all, but one receiveth the prize. So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible crown." Praise God. I want to stop right there and just begin to elaborate on this. Paul is illustrating for the Corinthians the athletes, and that's something that they're familiar with, their with the games and all that they were familiar with in that period of time. So he's illustrating athletes and who all gather together to run in a race. And then how the athlete goes into training and conducts himself temperately. In other words, and restricts himself in all things in order that he may be in shape to win the race. But his prize, it may be only a gold medal or it could be money or whatever it is, but nevertheless, whatever it is, it's going to eventually rust and fade away. But as a Christian, we all start out in a race, so to speak, living this Christian life. And when we get saved, everybody's excited about their new walk with the Lord. In fact, your faith is elevated to the point that you can believe God for anything. You just feel that you could tell people that, guess what happened to me? I accepted Christ as my Savior. Well, that is wonderful, but that is just the beginning. See, but the difference is that we are not in a competition or competing against each other in this Christian life. Amen. Every man, according to the scripture, says every man has to work out his own soul salvation. And so, but at some point in life, we think some have forgotten that we're in a race, and they're just going on from day to day and time to time, service after service, and kind of marking time, but really not realizing that we have to keep our eyes set on the prize. And the Bible says, keep your eyes on the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. And that's key. That's important because Christ in us is the hope of glory. He is the reason that we win. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. And in Galatians 5 and 7, Paul says, you did run well. You did good. You started out running well. But who hindered you from obeying the truth? Who caused you to take your eyes off the prize? And see, it's not how fast we start out, but it's how we finish. That's what matters. Praise God, praise God. See, the scripture says, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. And you can read more about that in Ecclesiastes 9, chapter 11, verse. Read more about that. But Jude, the book of Jude, earnestly urged the Christians to contend, or in other words, to fight for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. Amen. And I want to stop right there and use for a topic tonight. We're in a fight. Oh, yes, we are. We are in a fight. As we look at what's going on in the world today, you have to know that in order to be able to stand and continue to walk this Christian way, we're going to have to fight to keep ourselves in tune with what the Word of God is saying for us to do. We're going to have to fight to be able to press towards the mark for that prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. We're going to have to fight the faith, to keep our faith intact. if this kind of faith is worth fighting for. Because faith in Jesus Christ, we are on the winning side. We are guaranteed to win. We're talking about we're in a fight tonight. Oh, yes, we are. We're in a fight to keep our minds stayed on the Lord and to keep our faith together, keep our faith strong in Jesus. We're in a fight to focus on the Word of God and keep our minds focused on the promises of the Lord, so not to be consumed and weighted down by the turmoil of events in this world. And God knows it is. We're living in perilous times, and we see people are fighting and struggling against each other, struggling for power. There's a political struggle, and it looks like the political part is over top of what should be important at a humanitarian standpoint. And we realize that the importance of the welfare of the people don't seem to be so high now. It's all about my political status. You know, we can see the fight for the people over in Afghanistan. They are trying to get out. They're trying to get free. There's a fight going on. My God, there's a fight even in the with COVID-19 and all the other kinds of variants of the folk of the COVID. We know we are in a fight to stay well, to do the things that we need to do. My God, hallelujah. So therefore, we are in a fight, and we've got to stand for the truth. We're in a fight to be able to stand and uphold the truth of God and stand on the Word of God and not give up. We're in a fight. We need to fight in a sense, kind of like the Hebrew boys. They refused to bow down to what the king wanted them to do. They refused to go against the Word of God. And you and I are going to have that kind of stamina. We're going to have that kind of fight in our spirit to be able to make it. Amen. See, just because Jesus said that we, you and I, Christians, are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, doesn't mean, that is true, but it doesn't mean that we throw down our weapons and go out for a stroll in the park. Oh, no, no, no. But we have to be sober-minded, as the scripture says. We have to be vigilant because the enemy has a trap set for us. We can see the division that is right in our own nation. People can't even decide on even keeping well over a simple wearing of a mask. They don't even want you to tell them what to do. We are in a fight tonight. Hallelujah. My God, but we're on the winning side. My God, we have to know that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Amen. Say amen to that. See, Jesus said, look, they hated me without a cause. And certainly, we shall be hated of all men, according to the word, for his name's sake. But he that endureth to the end shall be saved. I want you to know, yes, we are in a fight, but our fight and the weapons of our warfare, the scripture says, are not the weapons of the world or carnal. Instead, they have divine power to demolish and pull down strongholds. For the scripture says that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. Oh, yeah, we're in the fight, but we're in this spiritual fight. We're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness that's sitting in high places. That's what the scripture says. See, you know, this war is not going to be won by taking out your gun and shooting somebody, or just shooting off at the mouth, or giving somebody a piece of your mind. But we're going to have to fight the good fight of faith. My God. And then further on in Ephesians 6 chapter, he talks about wherefore. This is Paul saying, now look, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. We can't leave anything intact. That you may be able to do what? That you may be able to withstand in the evil day. We are living in that evil day right now. And after we've done all to stand, the scripture says, stand therefore. Stand therefore on what? Continue to stand on the word of God. Amen. I started out talking about contend for the faith because we're in this fight. You know, we look at, naturally speaking, the dictionary defines contend as to strive in contest or rivalry. It means to struggle against difficulties or opposition, to argue like a debate. Like, for example, a boxer, he trains for weeks and weeks at a time, intense training. And then, first and foremost, he has to train to the point that it requires, you know, regular exercise and a strategic diet. And he's temperate in all things. He can't participate in everything in order for his body to be fit and to be strong in for that, to win that fight. But we're talking about contending. Is fighting for something. This is a spiritual part. For something in the spiritual realm, until we see it happen or until everything is set up for it spiritually, fighting. You know, there's a time that we will have to be spiritually minded to, in order to win this war. My God, there is a war going on. We're in this fight. We're in this spiritual fight. See, Jude also told us, he said it like this, we should contend or fight for the faith which was once delivered to the saints. In other words, fight for that pure faith. And God entrusted his holy and pure faith into us to be able to pass to the next generation. Oh, yes, he did. Yes, he did. Praise God. In Colossians, Paul says again, he says, he is contending for God's purpose for his life. In other words, he is fighting to be able to realize the full purpose that God has for him. See, many of us, we never reach our fullest potential of what God has for us or even what he wants to accomplish through us. I'm going to say it again. The saints of God, a lot of times we give up too soon. We realize, oh, I can't make it. Oh, I just can't do this. Hey, but no. But God said all things. We can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. So therefore, we don't have to give up. We can contend for the faith. We can make it if we strive for that. Sometimes we never realize the full potential of what God has for us or what the things he wants to accomplish through us. Amen. See, Paul's destiny was to present fully mature believers to God. And he was fighting against every kind of adversary so that his destiny would be fulfilled. If you recall, he said, you know, for me, you know, I need to stay here. You know, if I were to die, I were to gain. But for it would be for your purpose for me to stay here so that I can continue to teach you how to fight in this war. Hallelujah. My God. But at one point, Paul got to the place. He says, I have fought a good fight. Mm-hmm. He says, and then I have finished my course. And then now I'm ready to be offered up. My God, my God, we're in a fight. But it's not enough to recognize that we're in a fight. What are we going to do about it? With one of the things that we need to do in training how to win this spiritual fight, how to contend for that kind of faith that Jude is talking about. How do we contend? How do we fight for the faith that was once delivered to the saints of God? My God. See, in Hebrews, he said, listen, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses. In other words, that many, many patriots, Christians, have gone on, warriors, have gone on ahead of us, And they have made it. They've made it in. You and I are still here to fight the good fight of faith. But they're saying that that we made it, so then you can make it. You can make it. Glory to God. Glory to God. So how do we do this? How can we say that we can make it just like them? But he's saying that, listen, we need to begin to lay aside every weight and every sin which does so easily beset us, hold us down, hinder us, keep us from reaching our full potential. God has great things for us. He says that Jesus came, that you and I could have life, and we can have life more abundantly. Even in the midst of this chaotic world, we can still have life. Even in this chaotic world, we can still have peace. We can still have a peace of mind. We can still have the peace of God. Why? Because he says, my peace I've given to you, and my peace, I'm going to leave it here with you. His kind of peace, it surpasses all understanding. God's peace keeps our hearts. God's peace keeps our mind through Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. So in our training, how to win this spiritual fight, first of all, the scripture tells us we got to pray. Prayer is one of the most powerful tools that you and I as Christians have. Christians have this powerful tool of prayer, and even intercessory prayer. Sometimes we're in places that we really can't even speak out and pray like we're getting ready to pray in a little while out loud, but we can whisper that prayer in our heart, for God knows our heart. Man looks on the outward appearance, hallelujah, and that's why it doesn't pay to judge a book by its cover, but God always, he looks at the heart. So we need to use the prayer tool that we have. We need prayer warriors in a time in which we're living it right now. We need prayer warriors that know how to get a prayer through, that know how to spend time in prayer and to fight this spiritual fight, and know how to war in the spirit. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but you keep on living and walking this Christian life, but you're going to have to come to the realization, I've got to fight because I'm not going to take down. I'm going to fight because he said, I am a winner. I am going to fight because we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ, who loved us and he gave himself for us. Say amen to that. Pray always, hallelujah, for all men, he said, that we got to pray. Not only that, the scripture tells us to study. Study what? Study the Word of God. Study to show yourselves approved of God, not approved of man, because your man's not going to get you anywhere. Hallelujah. After you got all your accolades, after you ran the race and you contend for the prize, you might got a gold medal, you might got millions of dollars, but that's all going to fade away. But we need to be approved of God and then rightly dividing the word of truth. You got to know to whom you belong. You got to know the truth of the word of God, because the Bible tells us to know the truth. The truth will make us free. It will set us free. So in other words, when you know the truth, no one can tie you in knots. No one can tell you anything different, because you know too much about it. You know what thus saith the word of God. And you know the word of God is never going to pass away. The Bible says heaven and earth shall pass away. He said, but my word shall never, ever pass away. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is awesome God. Oh, yes, he is. He is an awesome God. Now think about this. Look at this. We're talking about fighting the good fight. We're in a fight. Jesus himself, he actually was the incarnated word in flesh. He said, the Bible said, in the beginning was the Word, the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, here Jesus Before he went to the cross, the enemy, the devil himself, confronted him at his weakest point. And that's why we got to watch as well as pray, because the devil knows when you are weak. He knows when you have, if you let your guard down, he'll come. If you give him an inch, the enemy will come in and take a mile. My God. So we got to watch. But see, Jesus, even when he was at his weakest point, when he was in the wilderness, he had been fasting 40 days and 40 nights. But mind this, the Bible says when he was getting ready to go into the wilderness, he was full of the Spirit. Glory to God. He was equipped. He was fully equipped with the power of God. So in other words, when the enemy tried to attack him and tried to make him bow down and say that if you be the Son of Man, cast yourself down. And if you do this, do that. And you cause these stones, turn them into bread. But he had to fight the enemy with the word. Now think about it. He said, it is written. It is written. If God himself fought the devil with the word, where does that leave you and I? How much, what are we going to stand on? We better know that word. We better be prayed up. We better be filled with the power of God, especially in a time in which we live. Look at this world. It's in bad shape. My God, every single day you will hear about turmoil on top of turmoil. But when you know what the word says, that you can fight the good fight of faith, that God will bring us out, that he will fight our battles for us. We are on the winning side. Hallelujah. So you must be like David. Hide that word in your heart that you might not sin against him. If they take away all the Bibles, if they close every church, when you got the word in your life, no one can take that from you. Hallelujah. Say amen to that. Hallelujah. If we know in whom we believe, and you got to know to whom you belong. Praise God. My. So again, in my closing, don't forget that we have a great cloud of witnesses, of people saying, I've already fought the fight. I've already entered in. Hallelujah. You can make it. Hallelujah. But you've got to remember, get rid of the weight. Get rid of the sin. Get rid of the little no-harm things that hinder you from growing in God. And then continue. Run this race. Run this race with patience. The Bible says, let patience have her perfect work in us. Not only that, in my few last points, build yourself up on your most holy faith. By what? Praying in the Holy Ghost. Fight the good fight of faith. Remember that you and I, we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us. Keep your eyes on the prize. And that prize is Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Fight to win. Glory to God. Yeah, we in a fight, but fight to win. 1 Corinthians 15:57 said, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory. Glory to God. See, we're not fighting for nothing. Just like Paul was saying, look, further down in this chapter, he's saying, I'm not fighting for anything. I'm not fighting for nothing. I'm not fighting just beating against the air. I'm not fighting just to run, just to be in a race, but I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I'm fighting to come out a winner, and that's the kind of tenacity you and I have to have. We have to fight the good fight of faith. We are in a fight, so be steadfast, unmovable, and then always abounding in the work of the Lord. That's what the scripture says. For as much as you and I know that our labor, that our fighting, that our faithfulness, that having patience, that exercising faith, that believing God, that being temperate in all things, that taking on the whole armor of God, hallelujah, equipping yourself, knowing that you got the helmet of salvation on, knowing that you got the breastplate of righteousness on, knowing that you got your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, knowing that your loins are girded about with truth. When you know all of that and you got on the whole armor of God, you have to know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. And that's key, in the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. I praise God for that. We're in a fight. People, we are in a fight. it's time to stand and be counted. That ambassador, that soldier. See, God can't use coward soldiers. He needs the soldiers that are going to stand strong. And after they've done all to stand, he said, keep on standing. Amen and amen. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. Oh, yeah, God, we glorify you. We thank you. We thank you for your word tonight. Yes, we are in a fight. And Lord, we thank you, God, for your word, because you told us that if we continue in you, and your word continues in us, hallelujah, God, we can come out with the victory, because we are then your disciples indeed. God, we thank you right now that we have everything we need. We are equipped to win in this fight. Glory to God. God, we thank you, God, that you equipped us to fight the good fight of faith. God, we thank you, Lord, that you equipped us to stand on your everlasting word, God. We thank you, Lord, that we can be steadfast, God. We can be unmovable. We can be unshakable. God, our faith is strong in you, Lord. Help us, Lord, to continue, Lord, in your word, God. Continue, God, in your love, Father. We thank you right now because we have the victory. Victory is ours. Love is ours. Peace is ours. Healing is ours. Deliverance belongs to us. Father, we thank you. When Jesus said, it is finished, that you have given us everything we need to make it in. And Father, we know that you are coming soon. God, help us to keep our mind stayed on you, Lord. Help us to be watching and waiting for you, Father. Help us, Lord, to take on, God, that we can take on the things that you have equipped us to do, God. Help us to grow us up in you, Lord. Help us to begin to get off milk, and that we can be nourished on the meat of the word, God. God, you served us meat tonight. It's going to take meat to be able to fight in this fight. It's going to take meat, God, to win this war, God. We are more than conquerors through you, Jesus Christ. God, we bless you, Lord. How many ways you have made for us. God, for your protection, God. We thank you, Lord. And Father, keep us protected. We believe you will keep us protected from this variant. Hallelujah. With this COVID, God. Keep us, God. Covered under your blood, God. Cover us, God. Cover our children. Cover our loved ones. Cover, God. In the name of Jesus, we come against the works of the enemy. And God, we just claim it, God, by faith, God, that by your stripes, we are healed, God. We thank you, Lord, for your covering. We thank you, Lord, for your 91st division of song. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High God shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. We thank you, Lord, that none of these things shall come nigh our dwelling. Father, we take authority over the works of the enemy. Father, over all the works of the enemy. God, we believe you. We believe your word. We're standing on your promises. We thank you, Lord. Those on this line that need deliverance, God, we claim their deliverance, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim their healing. We claim the victory, God. We claim their strength, Father. We claim their stronger faith. Those that are convalescent at home and not able, God, to even get out of the bed, God, that are sick, God, people that are on the hospice list, but God, that's all right. We know that you have the last say. You have the last say, because you already said it's appointed unto man once to die, after that the judgment. But God, we live because we live in you, because Christ in us is the hope of glory. We praise you, Lord. Touch to bereaved hearts tonight. There's many bereaved, many broken hearts, many, God, are going through, Father. God, remember them in a special way. We uphold them. We strengthen them. Comfort their hearts, Father, like only you can do it, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim the victory. We claim their strength. We claim their peace that surpasses all understanding. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Ghost that will lead and guide us, that will direct us into your truth. Lead us into all truth. Hallelujah. We thank you for the privilege of your word abiding in us and us abiding in you, that we can ask you for what we will. You said it shall be done. We thank you tonight. We glorify you, Lord, that we can touch the throne of grace, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for brand new mercies, the mercies that woke us up this morning, the mercies that kept us through the day, the mercy that forgive us, Lord, when we step out of line. God, we thank you for brand new mercies. We glorify you, Lord. We magnify you, God. We thank you, Lord. There's nobody like you. God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you for our church family. We praise you for the family of Christ, the family of God. Strengthen the body of Christ. Oh, God, we come against division. We come against division. Help us to run this race with patience. Help us to love one another. Help us to help our fellow brother and sister in Christ. Help us to be that strength and that undergird for them, God, that we can strengthen them in the faith, God. Oh, my God, that we can do something for somebody else, that we can be kind, Lord, and say a kind word to somebody, to do a kind act, Lord. Hallelujah. Let us be love in action, Father. We believe you for the answer. Father, we thank you. We glorify your name. We're standing on your promises. We will contend for that faith. Hallelujah. Many of our grandparents and our loved ones have gone on, God, and we know to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Oh, my God, if they made it, we can make it. Hallelujah. We thank you that you'll never leave us. We thank you that you'll never forsake us, but you are with us always, even to the end of the world. And Father, we ask all of these blessings. Father, we ask blessings, God, on the people in Afghanistan. Have mercy on them. Have mercy, Father, on the people in Haiti, God. Make ways for them to get food. Make ways for them to get sufficient covering. Make ways for them to get protection. Father, remember, you said all souls belong to you. Make ways for them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us, Lord. Even, God, people that have rule over us, our president, and Father, we pray for his strength. We pray for wisdom. God, we pray that, God, that he will be fed with wisdom from godly people. Father, God, have your way. You said that if my people who are called by my name, if we would just humble ourselves, if we would pray, if we would repent, if we would turn from our wicked ways, you said that you would hear from heaven, and you said you would heal the land. So, God, we put your remembrance of your word. Help us to do what we need to do, God, to stand in the gap, God, to be a strong prayer warrior, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And God, we count it done because we ask it in Jesus' name and for his sake, and all the praises belong to you. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and I say amen to that. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. We believe in you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We can make it. Hallelujah. My God, we praise you. We can make it tonight. Hallelujah. Yes, God, we're in a fight, but we can make it. We are on the winning side. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. Yes, Lord. We bless you. We thank you, God. We're not ashamed of you, Lord. Hallelujah. We will stand and be counted in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, yes, yes. Give him the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy of that praise. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. For God inhabits the praises of his people. Glory to God. We thank you for victory. Hallelujah. We thank you for victory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to his name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. My God. Well, thank you, Lord. Thank you. We praise God for this time that we have had. The time has gone and come by so fast, but thank God for his word. Thank God for every one of you on this Dream Team prayer line. There's power in two or three touching and agreeing in his name. Glory to God. So I pray that you'll be blessed, you continue to be blessed, and you continue to look up, because all of our help comes from the Lord. Hallelujah. We love you. Lady B loves you. Pastor loves you. And Jesus loves you more. So continue to be blessed. And until next week, we're going to say good night and be blessed. Amen. Good night.
Amen. Good night. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.